Kristen Smith joins us now from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce on the wacky, wild, wonderful, weird, woolly, magnificent Wednesday.
That what a string of adjectives. I thought we were going to go with wordy and wealthy, but
oh, that's right.
Not that I bring much more words than I do wealth, but I'm here to give an update.
Aaron, give her a raise.
No, that's not what I was saying, but not here to talk about the cosmos, but to talk about what's going on in the chamber.
Short and sweet business beat.
Short and sweet business beat. What we try to do, Aaron, I'm sure you've been to, we were just talking about how important it is for citizens to engage with government.
Yes.
You know, you've been to those political events where it's someone droning on and on with some political speech, and you're about to fall asleep. Well, we have an opportunity.
And if you go to those meetings and you don't hear someone doing that, it's you.
So no snoring here. We have our annual Eggs with Elected Officials event coming up. We're really excited where local elected officials can chat with chamber members, community members. This is open to everyone. We just confirmed Representative David Price. We have all three mayors, members of the General Assembly, commissioners, aldermen, council,
wow,
Hillsborough commissioners, and Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board. So
this is going to be cool.
If you have ever said, I really would like to talk to that council person, or, you know, I'd like to bend the mayor's ear, this is your opportunity to do it over Eggs at Top of the Hills Great Room, April 20th from 8 to 10. We'd love to have both chamber members and community members alike join us to put these electeds in the hot seat over some hot eggs.
And this is becoming, I love the slogan. That's great. I was going to ask a question and then you threw me with the slogan and now I'm like, oh, that's great. That's terrific.
Remember, it's Wordy Wednesday.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm
that's
trying,
true.
You know,
yeah.
So
this is becoming an annual event and it's like previous events have been really, really exciting.
We've gotten feedback not only from the attendees, but also the elected officials. They really appreciate that format. It's an opportunity to answer direct questions and it's an opportunity to really bring up the issues that people care about. And I think that that's important for the elected officials. I wish that they did more to proactively reach out to the business community, but I think this is a way that we can make it easy for them and easy, hopefully, for attendees to just, it's hard to get on an elected official's calendar, but, you know, if you can catch them here and share breakfast, share a meal with them and be able to talk one-on-one.
Especially when you're talking about someone like David Price, like that congressional district is several hundred thousand people. So if you can get on his calendar.
Talk about Wacky Wednesday. That is a pretty wacky looking district that I think stretches to Lee County. He has that fourth district of Orange. My hope is also to get Representative Elmers to join us. And if folks have other ideas, we'll have a representative from Senator Burr and Senator Tillis, I've been informed, hadn't quite yet set up all of his congressional staff, but we do try to get everyone from the local school board
all the way up to
Congress. So
okay, awesome. And you sit there at a table and the elected officials sort of make their way to you, right?
Speed dating, but but you know, we're not forcing you to take any of these folks out to dinner or anything, but and a movie. We're just asking the elected officials to switch tables after a certain period of time so you at least have an opportunity to have four different conversations with different elected officials.
That's really terrific. So that's April 20th, Top of the Hill Great Room. How do people sign up for that?
Go to carolinachamber.org/events. I want to make sure folks know that this is open to anyone, not just chamber members, but we just have member and non-member pricing and hope folks will sign up today.
And it really is a great opportunity. And it's like certain elected officials are a little bit easier to get in touch with than others as you get down to the super local level. But even then, you talk about the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners is only 5,000 people in Hillsborough, but that's still 5,000 people who are trying to get a hold of seven commissioners.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it can be tough. So this is a great opportunity. And then another big event that I know you want to talk about is the Business Excellence Awards, the bees.
Buzzing of the bees,
yes,
is what you heard. We made a recent change with our Business of the Year Awards. We have a new event called the Business Excellence Awards. And this is new and different. One, that we're not announcing this at our annual meeting, but two, we're going to be celebrating celebrating on May 28th at Playmakers. And this is an awards not just for chamber members. We have lots of new categories. We are also partnering with Chapel Hill News. They are no longer doing their Rose Awards, and they'll be providing an option to vote for your favorite.
Awesome.
Everyone from your favorite restaurant to your favorite real estate agency. But right now, we are asking people to nominate, not just chamber members, but nominate your favorite university-born business, new business, under 40. Aaron, can I nominate you?
Yes,
under 40? Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's not polite to talk about age, but your favorite businesswoman of the year, and also the businesses that have shown both community impact and innovation. So please go to carolinachamber.org/bees. That's B-E-A-S, and nominate today.
And that's going to be at Playmakers?
At Playmakers.
Nice.
With an after party downtown. Ooh. At the Stroud.
Oh,
so,
yes.
We're really excited. It'll be a wonderful evening to celebrate the best in business. So please, chamber members and community members alike, join us for the Business Excellence Awards.
Can we talk about the Stroud really quick? Because I've not been there yet. I don't know if you have. They're open now.
I have not
been. It's a really nice, cool new place downtown.
There since its incarnation as Players Dance Club,
right,
when I was a Carolina co-ed.
So you go to Playmakers and then go to Players afterwards.
Exactly.
Then
exactly.
Yeah.
No, we're really grateful for the Stroud opening up. They're helping us not only with transportation, so parking downtown will be fun and easy. All you have to do is board a shuttle after you celebrate the best in business. A shuttle will be there to pick you up and take you to the Stroud downtown.
So we're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carbor Chamber of Commerce. I'm seriously, on my laptop, I have two tabs that have been pulled up for the last week. One of them is for Roots, which is the new restaurant downtown, which is looking really nice, and the other one is for the Stroud. So I'm going to make a whole evening out of it.
It's really exciting. I would just encourage, I haven't checked out either of them, but I do encourage folks to go downtown. If you do have questions about downtown or downtown parking, visit parkonthehill.com. The Downtown Partnership has put that together so that you can find a great place to park to visit these new businesses.
It's a really good website. So before we let you go, Kristen, you've got several places to go to again.
This is called Wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday. So last week you were at like five different places after you left here. Tonight you're going to three different places ten that you could possibly do.
Gonna try to do three,
yeah.
But
all of them are important, though.
Yeah, so. All of them are really important, but I want to make sure that people know about all of them. The Carborough Business Alliance is having their social and a showing of the documentary Real Value. Head on over to Looking Glass Cafe in Carborough. That's from 5:30 to 7:30. It's a great opportunity for Carborough business owners to network. Find out more information at localcarborough.com. Then we have tiny houses. I mean, really, really tiny houses. The Charles House and Orange County Department of Aging is hosting this a tour of a tiny house. They will even have a food truck, so you can grab dinner, tour the tiny house, and then have a presentation from 7 to 8:30. That's at the Seymour Center. I'm really excited about that.
Nice.
Trying to see if I could live in a tiny house. But
that tour is a little bit more than here it is, because like you walk in and it's really close, but there's so much that you can put in there.
I think the tour groups are maybe one or two people at a time.
Yeah.
But this might be a real opportunity for us to talk about affordable housing.
Yes.
And how we need to change our zoning laws to allow for this type of housing, whether it's accessory dwellings, tiny houses. We really need to talk about increasing the stock of workforce housing.
I'm nodding my head vigorously off mic. So yeah, I think we've been talking about a whole bunch of different ideas and initiatives that local governments and private individuals and companies are doing to promote affordable housing, and all of them are good. None of them are the be-all, end-all solution.
Right.
So the more little things that we can do, the better.
Exactly.
And what's a better little thing than a tiny house? I like it. Yeah.
I can't rival that pun, but
I wasn't even going for that.
Good things come in small packages.
Ooh, there we go.
Okay,
yes.
So join us for the tiny house tour, and then at 7 p.m. Council, you've been the station has been good in covering this, and I encourage folks to look at nonpartisan media reports on the on Obie Creek. This is an excellent opportunity in our Southern Gateway for commercial development, and that will start at 7. Council has negotiated a lot of public benefits, speaking of affordable housing, including housing that would be available to people who have housing choice vouchers. So this is really exciting. So that will be
just something
at
that
7
we're not seeing in a lot of development. So this is cool.
So this is really exciting.
Yeah, I like
so
this.
It's a great opportunity. So at 7 o'clock will be negotiations with council and the developer.
Mm-hmm.
And folks can find out more and watch online. I felt so guilty. A chamber member had come to the council meeting with me, not knowing that she could watch from the comfort of her own home. but you can go to townofchapelhill.org/council video to watch online, maybe even in your PJs. I know that sometimes that's where I'd rather be. So Wacky Wednesday. Learn about tiny houses, commercial development in our Southern Gateway, and check out Real Value with the Carbo Business Alliance. So,
all important. And all of it's happening tonight. So we're going to let you go so you can get to all of those places. But yeah, Kristen Smith, CarolinaChamber.org, the website, if you want to learn more about the bees or the eggs with elected officials or any of the other events that are going on that the chamber sponsors, check that out online.
Join me on Wacky Wednesday.
Yes.
And thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.